Good evening, everyone. Aw, look at this happy crowd. Good to be here. Okay, that takes care of item B. Moving on to C. And I see that we have a volunteer. Who's it going to be tonight? I understand it's going to be our very own Leti Rodriguez. Oh, let's give her a round of applause, everyone. She came in so happy this evening.
You wanted something.
Oh, just.
Walk the furthest.
She was hiding back there.
She was. She was all hiding in the corner.
She had the furthest walk, the farthest corner.
Good evening, everybody. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Put your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Just wonderful. All right. See, she was happy. She is happy. She brings joy to the room. Moving on to section BCD, adoption of the agenda. Seeking a motion? I need a second.
A second.
Ooh, 2 seconds. That's good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Any abstaining? So carried. Moving on to E, recognitions and presentations. It's going to be a shorter meeting, folks. We don't have any. Okay, moving on to F, public comments by attendees. This is inclusive of OMTA, CSEA, parent groups, individual staff, students, families, business partners, public agencies, nonprofit groups, and other members of the public. And our first speaker tonight is Monica Light. Oh. Hi, Monica.
Okay, that one scares me.
So I'm going to come over here. That one scares me. Good evening, Board, Cabinet, President Rivas, Dr. Hammond, and amazing guests in the gallery. My name is Monica Light. I am the OMTA Treasurer, and I am the proud site rep for Vista Grande, and I am here to read a letter from a member. I write this letter not just as a teacher, but as someone who has dedicated the last 8 years of my life to shaping young minds, fostering curiosity, and nurturing the next generation. Teaching has always been my passion, my calling. I truly believe I was born to teach. Yet each year passes, it takes more and more for me, mentally, physically, and emotionally. This year has been the hardest of them all. I stand before a class of 28 students, 10 of whom require extra support. I have students who are new to this country, some speaking Spanish, others Vietnamese. They are seeking a better life, and I want to provide them with the support that they need. I have 4 students in special education, each requiring accommodations and patience. There are 2 more who struggle daily but have not yet been identified for special services. And then there are the students whose behavioral challenges impact not just themselves, but the entire classroom dynamic. As a teacher, I want to give each child everything they need to succeed. This means translating, creating individualized strategies, deciding forms to keep those students on track, and constantly searching for new ways to ensure their success. But when almost half of the class needs significant extra support, I am stretched beyond my limit. I push myself for them, refusing to take sick days because I know my absence will cause the class to unravel. Many of my students don't cope well with change, and my presence is their stability. But what happens when I, their stability, am breaking? Behaviors that disrupt learning are escalating. Students kicking, choking, and harming others receive minimal consequences, leaving both teachers and students feeling unsafe and unsupported. Outside of the school, these actions would have severe repercussions, yet within our classroom, we are expected to manage them with little or no resources. Support staff who once provided critical safety nets are being cut. We are moving backward while the demands on teachers only increase. I feel that there is only so much we as teachers can do. and many of us are leaving the profession. I understand why. The weight of this job is heavy, and it is only getting heavier. Yet despite everything, I stay. Because I was born to teach. Because I believe in the future of these children. Because I give it my all, even when I feel like I am failing. But teachers cannot do this alone. Something has to change. For our students, for our teachers, for the future. With sincerity and exhaustion, a tired but devoted teacher. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica. Our next speaker is Regina Purcell.
That one scared me.
Hi, Regina.
No, it's just because I'm so short. Can you see me over this?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. It's lovely to see everyone here tonight. It's been a couple of meetings since I've had a chance to come and be part of all this. I just want to, wow, just everything Monica said in that letter from that other person just really echoed with what's happening on my campus. And I know that a few months ago, I stood before you and for one of the first times, I actually said I needed your help, and it was with my newcomers. I don't know if you realized the help that I actually got, and maybe this was what made sense at the time, but we have, let's just say, 12 newcomers on our campus. We were given two little earbuds that help translate that are Bluetooth. But the kids are smart enough to know that they can Bluetooth off their phone and make comments so they don't hear the teacher, they hear the comments from other students, so they're not functional. There wasn't anything else that came our way. And so in meeting with other teachers, I found other ways to work with it, and I'm glad to say that all of my newcomers in my class have grown two grade levels in their reading and in their speaking, so I'm very excited by that. Yes, it is hard. Yes, we are fighting a daily battle. If it's not the student behaviors that we're fighting, it's the parents who don't want to support us. And I know that every single one of you sit up here and you give up your evenings and you give up your time because this is something you believe in. These are your children as much as they are ours. And these are the things that you feel most passionate about. And yet, I know that there have been cuts that you've had to make. I understand that. But there are resources that are being cut from our campuses that are going to really impact our students next year. Just as an example, we're losing our mentor. There won't be a position for him. We've gone from having a full day of library where we can get in there and the kids can get books to 45 minutes in the morning. That's it. There, in the entire district, and I could be wrong about this, so please correct me if I am, but for all of the newcomers, there will be only two bilingual aides for the district. I don't understand this. I don't know why we're seeing, from our point of view, more people being put into the district offices and less people on our campuses, more people being taken from our children. I would love to know why. And it can't just be money, because there are other places that we can cut. Please let us help you make those tough decisions, because otherwise we don't understand. We just see that what we have now is changing and being taken away from us. And I know that's not your intention. I know every single one of you up there. I see you at our events. I've talked to you. I've shaked your hand. We've had coffee. I know how much you care, because I know the time that you've put into this. I know the years that you've invested. I know how you care. And I know that it's a tough time for you, too, because of all these insane budget things. But please come back into the mindset of the classroom. Please give us back the aides that we need, that our children need. Give us back the extra workers on campus. Give us back the people who do those, unfortunate investigations, because when they're taken away, that means there's less people to help us with our daily discipline. Because sometimes you need a break and that kid needs a break. And we need staff members who can say, hey, come on, I'll talk with you. Because I know that we're even losing our ALC. I'm very personal about that. Because they're becoming the West Side ALC. So that means that's one less person that I can send a kid to go have like some regulation time. Because that won't be available to us. So all of these decisions that you are forced to make, I just ask, before you make them, look at what it's doing to our classroom and think about what the kids are going to need, because they're going to need so much more from you, because they are asking for so much more from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Regina. Ms. Surma, are there any more yellow slips? Thank you. Thank you, speakers. Thank you so much. Okay. Moving on to consent calendar, seeking a motion.
I move.
I need a second.
I second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any noes? Anyone abstaining? Before moving forward, want to highlight C3, adoption of resolution 2024-2591. Recognizing Ontario Montclair School District retirees for the 2024-2025 school year. C4, adoption of resolution 2024-2592, recognizing May 5th, 2025 through May 9th of 2025 is National Teacher Appreciation Week. May 6th, 2025 is National Teacher Day. And May 14th of 2025 is California Day of the Teacher. C5, adoption of resolution 2024-2593, recognizing May 6th of 2025 through May 12th of 2025 is National School Nurses Week, and May 7th of 2025 is National Nurses Day. And also D3, adoption of resolution 2024-2595, recognizing the week of April 20 through the 26th of 2025 is National Library Week, and April 6th of 2025 is National Librarian Day. And yes, Chris, you're still a librarian in all of our hearts. Okay, moving on to section H is discussion, action, and public hearing items. First public hearing regarding the California School Employees Association and its chapter, public hearing regarding the California School Employees Association and its Chapter 108 recommended initial reopener proposal for the 2025 through 2026 negotiations with the Ontario Montclair School District. Public hearing open at?
Madam President, the time is 6:15 p.m.
6:15, the mics are open. Thank you.
Butterfingers. Madam President, the time is 6:16 p.m.
Thank you. Mic's closed at 6:16. Next hearing, H2, public hearing regarding the Ontario Montclair School District recommended initial reopener proposal for the 2025-2026 negotiations with the California School Employees Association and its Chapter 108. Mic's open at?
Madam President, the time is 6:16 p.m.
Thank you. 6:16, mic's open.
Madam President, the time is 6:17 p.m.
Thank you. Mic's closed at 6:17. Bringing us to H3, Adoption of the Ontario Montclair School District recommended initial reopener proposal for the 2025-26 negotiations with the California School Employees Association and its Chapter 108. Seeking a motion.
Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Bringing us to H4, public hearing item, public hearing regarding the Ontario Montclair Professionals Therapists Association recommended proposal for negotiations of the 2025 through 2028 successor agreement with the Ontario Montclair School District.
Madam President, the time is 6:17 p.m.
Thank you. Mic's open at 6:17.
Madam President, the time is 6:18 p.m.
Mic's closed at 6:18. H6, adoption of the Ontario Montclair School District recommended proposal for the negotiations of the 2025 through 2028 successor agreement with the Ontario Montclair Professional Therapists Association. Seeking a motion? I have a motion. I need a second.
A second.
I have a tie for second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Moving on to H7, first reading waive, second reading and adoption of BP Board Policy 5030, Student Wellness. Seeking a motion?
I move.
I need a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried.
Yeah, Madam President.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, I just want to make sure we caught all our public hearings.
Did I miss one?
Public hearing regarding the Ontario Montclair School District recommended proposal for negotiations of the 2025-2028 successor agreement with Ontario Montclair Professional Therapists Association.
Didn't we do that one?
Not yet, ma'am.
Oh. I apologize.
But since you read it, the public, the time for the public hearing is 6:19 p.m.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it looked a little funny. My apologies to the public.
So which one am I doing over?
Did you read that already?
So I have to do that one again. Okay. Copy that.
No problem. Very easy. Madam President, the time is 6:20 p.m.
Thank you. Mic's closed at 6:20. So then H6, adoption of the Ontario Montclair School District recommended proposal for negotiations of the 2025-28 successor agreement with the Ontario Montclair Professional Therapists Association, now that we have had the public hearing. Seeking a motion. Is there a second? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any noes? Anyone abstaining? Okay.
Madam President, just for clarity for the record, did we have a motion and a second for the public hearing related to H5?
Yes, that was the one we just heard now. So I have a first from Trustee Brake, and I have a second from Trustee Martinez.
That was H6.
After the public hearing.
So we did H5?
Correct.
So in H6?
Correct.
So we're
back on track.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. So we're good?
Yes.
All right. All right, moving on to section I, call out of closed session actions. Dr. Macias, what say you? Yes?
H7.
Oh my God. I'm having an off day. I don't think that's ever happened. H7, first reading. I thought I already did that one.
No, we did H6.
Run H7.
Okay, first reading. Waive second reading and adoption of BP Board Policy 5030, second student wellness. Seeking a motion. Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Aye. Aye, aye. Now moving on to I, call out of closed session actions.
Madam President,
Macias.
No close session action was taken.
Thank you. Okay, J, not you, section J. Comments and recommendations by Board of Trustees. Let's go ahead and start with Ms. Flora.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for your comments. I'm sorry to hear all the struggles that you guys are facing. It doesn't surprise me, but I do appreciate what you said and all the efforts that you put into helping our kiddos. I do want to share that I'm really, really proud of our kids. I went to go see them perform the mariachi at Gave the conference. They won second place, so I was really, really proud of them. For me, they were number one, but you know, I'm biased. But yeah, that's all I have. Thank you guys so much, and have a great Easter.
Thank you, Flora. Chris?
I just want to give a shout out to the Children's Auxiliary, who donated $25,000 so far. So far, $25,000 for our music department and our jazz band and the cellist. Where's our cellist from? What school? Oaks?
She's from
Central. Both were just totally amazing, and it blew us away. I mean, the cellist brought tears to my eyes, so kudos to them. Thank you so much. Employee of the Year last night was wonderful, or two nights ago. The Flocalorio that we saw at Cabe, those were so cute. They were great. And yes, the Mariposa group. And we judged the art contest, which is always very difficult, but also very rewarding. So that was fun.
All right, thank you, Chris. Ms. Sonia?
I echo everything that Chris said. I was there right.
You were right there all along.
Side by side, and then we had the Gabe. We had a great time. I know that Dr. Hammond gave a shout out to OMSD regarding our dual language programs, learning multiple languages, not just one. But it was great seeing that and getting it in the maps. Thank you. And then Mariposa, of course. Awesome performances by our Mariposa for Flor Corico, our mariachi, and our Mr. Ayala and Ms. Arvizu did presentations. They were great at Agave. They had a full room, and they were superstars afterwards. They were taking pictures. They really loved the presentation, so hopefully our parents could take those here as well. We had the entrepreneurship lunch, right? So I know our kids went out to one of the colleges centers to go look at different trades. So we're excited about that as well. And we have so much going on, guys. I know May is going to be very busy. It's hard to keep up with everything. I know I went to Mariposa for our kids' leadership presentation to our parents in San Bernardino County. We've just been so busy, but I want to thank Ms. DeZajo. I think she left early, right? She brought me my child's, end of the year portfolio that he's been doing, and this is amazing. And let me tell you, Ms. DeZajo and Ms. Doy, they have an amazing classroom. Those kids can read. My son went to preschool, TK, and kinder, and he was fortunate to have Ms. DeSejo and Ms. Doy for TK and kinder half the year, and he was reading all his sight words every week. They were getting tested. He's writing full sentences with descriptions and periods, capital letters, and you know, I've gone in there many times. The kids know me as Miguel's mom. I love to go read to them, and they're a well-behaved class. They're amazing. You go in there, and they're very polite. They're very lovable. They're all reading, and I love the way they communicate with our parents in class and parent square. They send messages. They send pictures of the kids, showing them with their, you know, they get a little pin every time they pass their rainbow words. And I did think it just motivates the parents to help our kids learn those words because they want that pin. They're very competitive. So they want that pin, and they get, you know, little PTO. They have an amazing PTO that gives them a lot of love with incentives. So I love the way they run their classroom, and you know, my kid is doing awesome, and he's at dual language now, and he's actually reading his sight words. He's speaking a little bit of Spanish. He's doing amazing. So I think they set the tone very early on in TK, so I really appreciate them for doing that and for giving all that love to our kiddos and making sure they know their sight words and they're reading in TK and kinder already. Thank you. You guys enjoy your Thanksgiving. Watch, I wanted the end of the year already. your Easter. I know. And let's just enjoy the rest of the school year. It's going to go by fast. And your feedback to what's going on in our district, back to our superintendent, you know, doesn't go unheard, but we really appreciate getting that feedback from you guys so we could continue to make the best decisions for our school sites. Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. I think we're all a little discombobulated up here. Okay, Sarah?
I was kind of happy that it was Thanksgiving already, so I was going with it. I was like, okay, we skipped the hot summer, went right into the holidays. We're okay. Oh, good evening, everybody. Thank you all for coming, and thank you all for all of you ladies up here for your words, and you're talking about our kids and everything that they're doing and everything that they're accomplishing, and just all of your joint experiences is just amazing. And our kids have varying experiences with our involvement with our parents and our teachers and our, like, we just have so many different experiences for our kids. It's amazing. Because our kids are going to San Francisco, they are going to different places, they are going to Sacramento with our History Day, they are going to the Carpenters Union to be with them. They're just, the end of the year, you're just having all of these things happen, and then we're just feeling that energy because we're just so involved with it. And I wanna give a shout out to something that has grown also with us, and that's Promise Scholars. Because Promise Scholars, their golf tournament's gonna be on the 18th of this month, which is great and amazing, and we need to support that. But Promise Scholars also reaches our kids in the high school level, which is amazing. So if you go to Montclair and Colony and Ontario and Chaffee, you'll see our little maps and everything there. And there was information that was brought to our attention that said that to our dedicated Promise Scholars team on-site daily for 4 hours to assist with FAFSA applications and provide necessary resources. The team also organized FAFSA workshops for the families, ensuring access to financial aid. Thanks to the efforts and the commitment of the Chaffee staff, Chaffee High School ranks number 8 in the state for financial aid completion. And those are our kiddos that are taking the next step with our foundation that we've given them. And our Promise Scholars still collecting data and still moving forward with that. So that's just something that I the growth is just amazing with that. And I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. And I'm just gonna wish everybody peace and just try to keep it together until May the 22nd. Wait, yeah, 22nd or 23rd? I don't wanna give us an extra day. But yeah, end of the year. Thank you.
I'm not sure. Thank you, Sarah. I want to start off by thanking OPD and our campus safety for always being there and keeping us safe. Thank you. Our Employee of the Year celebration was just a fantastic event. I see the heads nodding. I mean, the love and the support that was there that night was just electric. So thank you for everyone who had a hand in making that happen, and it was just so fluid and perfect. It couldn't have gone off any better. So thank you so much. It was beautiful, and congratulations to all the honorees. Our speakers, thank you. Very very heartfelt and detailed information that we can use, okay? And that's what we need to hear, is that level of detail, so that our folks up here can take that to their respective bench and they can go to work on it, okay? So thank you. That was very well done. And Ryan, we got to do something with this other microphone that people are afraid of.
Oh, no, please, no.
Okay. I don't know. It's standing up there, kind of scary. I don't know. Maybe we should switch it to a different one. I don't know. And then this Saturday, we have our Ontario Montclair School District STEAM Symposium at Wiltsie Middle School. So that's going to be a great event. I think it's from 8:30 to 2, Ms. Irma? Yeah, and you know, it's all a big old flyer, you know, so I think I'm going to take my grandson. I think he'd be excited by that. So, yeah, everybody show up. Robot Rally, Science Fair, Math Mania, Drone Derby. All this sounds exciting, right? Crazy contraption. So make sure you show up to this. That's going to be fun. I know we've had a few folks in our OMSD family that we've lost recently, but I especially want to take a minute when we close tonight and remember one of our sixth graders that recently passed, one of our special ed students, Maria Guadalupe Alvarez, who passed away. I'm sixth grade, I mean. I'm gonna cry right now. But yeah, we'll just take a few moments and just remember our folks that we've lost recently, okay? So to that, I'll hand it off to Dr. Hammond.
That definitely puts things in perspective, doesn't it? So just a follow-up to the comments, I agree, good detail, good information. I do, you know, encourage you, Monica, since we know each other. You know, anonymous information is difficult for us to effectively follow up. Not that we need, you know, specifics of names, but, you know, some level of direction where we can go and look into concerns, particularly ones with behaviors. We've made a very concerted effort to work on disruptive behaviors. And so the reconfiguration of our ALC is done at the balancing act of creating our alternative school model. So we do have resources to deal with disruptive behaviors, and so whatever direction you can give me to go in the right direction to address that would be really appreciated. The reductions that we've made, like every district in the state of California, because of the sunsetting of our COVID relief money. If you recall, we've had three series of COVID ESSER monies that were given with the intention of providing robust staffing due to the pandemic cycles. And so when those funding sources do sunset, it puts a very tough obligation, you know, on the district. And I would probably say OMSD, and I'm a little biased when I say this, we're probably a little more surgical and intentional and not letting it be a significant impact. And the only testimony I can give to that is look at the overall ratios of our staff versus student population. So with ESSER money sunsetting, declining enrollment, and what is still left on the table, we still have, in my opinion, have very healthy ratios. Now, not ideal, not accustomed to what we've been having the last 3 years. So if it means reallocation, re-examining, we're all about that information that helps us look at how we can shuffle resources in the right direction to where the greatest needs may be. The comment about more people coming to the district office, I think, might be a little I'd like to know the information and source of that. I know there could be a perception of that, but our overall FTE of district office staff is not increasing. Now, there might be some new positions at the cost of other positions being eliminated. There is attrition at the district office that happens where positions don't get replaced. And so if we're adding positions to the district office, I would like to see the evidence of that so I can look at that, because that, to my knowledge, is not happening. Again, perceptions could be different, so I understand that as well. We will definitely close with, I think, some exciting news. I think a lot of the trustees have articulated it pretty well. But Irma, if you would do the, Madam President, if Irma could assist me in this, we were a pretty busy place during spring break. I think we're becoming a police station or a fire station where we're just 24 hours a day 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But if you could do the honors to close my comments, Ms. Sanchez, and share with the community how busy we were during spring break, starting with the Saturday.
Absolutely, Superintendent Dr. Hammond. If you can just take a moment and picture, we are on spring recess, and students have left for school on Friday, and we begin our spring recess. Now, keep in mind, there are no teachers or support staff or folks in the school sites, yet we were able to participate in the following events. On Saturday, we raised nearly $30,000 participating in a student gala where our students were able to perform. We had a cellist and a symphony group of students there, along with parents and teachers and staff. Our food and nutrition services was able to distribute food to all of our students in our district at Serrano Middle School and at De Anza Middle School for the entire district. Our team student took an additional step this year, and they are culminating with a food feeding program. So they were there to help move and distribute food to folks in the Ontario city in partnership with our Ontario Police Department. Mr. Ayala and Mrs. Arvizu presented at a CABE conference during their spring recess. Our superintendent, Dr. Hammond, as was shared a wonderful message to over 5,000 participants at the CABE conference. You had six groups of students participating at the CABE conference and performing as a ballet folklorico group. We had Vina Danks Mariachi, who won second place at the CABE Mariachi competition. Now keep in mind, this is a statewide competition. I was able to and honored to represent our school district on a pláticas with Congresswoman Norma Torres via a Zoom meeting where we hosted the community in this entire region and talked about how immigration is impacting our schools and what our school district does to support our efforts. And we were selected to participate in this because of our health and wellness department divisions and programs. We also had our OMSD girls basketball team attend an LA Sparks clinic this week where they got to actually practice with the LA Sparks junior team at St. John Bosco. And then we also were able to close out this week with some wonderful news where our very own Buena Vista Arts Integrated School was named one of 37 Inland Empire schools awarded the California Distinguished School Award.
Yeah, busy week, and all those amazing things that I know the board is aware of as we prepared for today's meeting, but we couldn't do those fantastic accomplishments without great teachers, great classified staff, and dedicated administrators. This really is a testimony to the amazing people that work in OMSD that serve our students. So thank you for reporting that. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Hamm. Thank you, Ms. Irma. That was a busy week. Okay, our next meeting is going to be May 1st at 6 p.m. open session right here at Central Language Academy. Moving on to Section M, which is our adjournment. So let's take a moment and just remember our folks that have left us too soon. Let's take a moment. Thank you. Seeking a motion? Second?
I second.
Everyone at the dais and everyone in the room, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Have a good night. Take care of one another and be good. Meeting adjourned.